This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. We'll learn the 8th to 10th Mishnayos in Mishnah Ksuvos. So Mishnah Chet, and we have continue our arguments between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar on the one hand, Rabbi Yeshua on the other, on which claims we believe and which we do not. So Ra'ua midabarasim echad bashuk. All right, we see a woman who is consorting with somebody in the marketplace. Right? And it seems that they were doing so in a less than halachically appropriate manner, so as to arouse, you know, some kind of suspicion. So Amru la mativo shel zeh. So they said to the woman, right, what is the nature of this man? Right? And the concern here is that if she has relations with a mamzer, or others, that would disqualify her from marrying a Kohen. So she says, Ish ploni v'chohen hu. Right, this is, you know, John Smith, and he's a Kohen. Right, wonderful holy Jew. But certainly, maybe if he's consorting, not so wonderful and holy, but he's not going to disqualify this woman from marrying a Kohen. And the Kati explains, not necessarily a Kohen, could be any Israel, any regular Jew. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim Ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar say she's believed. She makes a certain claim, she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Lomi Pia Anu Chayin. You don't live by her mouth. Ella Harei Zu Becheskas Be'ula L'Nesin U L'Mamzer. Rather, she is assumed to have had relations. Again, the key word there is assumed. Which means we can't assume that it was somebody who was kosher, a regular person. To a Nesin, who you see there is, came from the Givonim, questionable status, and a mamzer is a Jewish bastard. Ad shetavi raya ledvareha, until she brings a proof to her words. Now here, Rabbi Yeshua is not motivated by hamotzi mechaver all of haraya and possession being 9/10 of the law, because that's not, I mean, there's no money at stake here. The question is, can she marry a Kohen subsequently? The Kati explains that here Rabbi Yeshua's concern is, you know, she's consorting. She's sleeping around. Certainly then her reliability, you know, her ne'emanus, her trustworthiness in Jewish matters is somewhat weakened. And therefore, we don't believe her until she brings proof. And nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar says, no, we take her word for it, and she is believed. Right, you have a similar question, right, in Mishnah Tet. Haisa me'uberet, so she is pregnant. We don't know who the father is. Right, so that again, right, certainly back in the day, even today in the Jewish community, arouses some type of, you know, question. Ve'amru la mativo shel ubar zeh. Why, what's the nature of the fetus? So she says, "Meish ploni v'choein hu." It is from, you know, so and so, ploni almoni, as we say. John, right, it's John Doe, but, and he's a Kohen. Right, the kid is good. I'm good. The kid's good. Everyone's good. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Ne'emenes. So here too, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer says she is believed, and Rabbi Yeshua with the exact same retort. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer. Lomi pia anu chayin. We don't live by our mouth. We have to assume that she is pregnant from a nesin or a mamzer, and that transfers to the fetus as well. So she can't marry a Kohen. The fetus no good. Ad shetavi raya ledvarash. She actually has to bring a proof. Right, you have to have witnesses that they were together because they didn't have DNA tests. But whatever that proof is, she's got to bring proof. Otherwise, we have to work with the assumption, or at least fear the possibility, that this is that the less good scenario actually took place. Mishnah Yud, right, last Mishnah for today. Amar Rabbi Yossi, right, Rabbi Yossi says, "My sebetinoket shiarda lamalos mayin min ha'ayin." There's a young girl who goes down to get water from the well, Venensa, and she is raped. Now here, you have the same issue, right? If depending on who the rapist is, will determine eligibility to a Kohen. So I know that raises a whole set of issues here also. you know, called to discuss. It's beyond the scope and purview of the Mishnah podcast here. We're just really trying to explain, you know, and understand the actual Mishnayos. So how do you determine, right, who the rapist is and whether there is an Kohen eligibility issue? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, im rov anshei ha'ir masiyan lekohuna, if the majority of that city, right, is fit to marry a Kohen, ha'rezu tinase lekohuna. Right, so we assume, so this, you know, this woman could also marry a Kohen. Right, the majority of the people, so we follow the rove rule, the majority rule. If the majority would not disqualify her, then we assume the rapist comes from that majority and doesn't disqualify her. I just add one last caveat, and that is, one certainly shouldn't think that, right, the halacha or whatnot is somewhat cavalier in not condemning the rapist. The Mishnah is not, the Mishnah here is technical, it's dealing with specific halachot, but really not having, you know, commenting on at all any other aspects of these scenarios. So that concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.